So we are discussing the opening verses of Surah Al-Mu'minun, and this is where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is describing the qualities of the true believers. Let's do a quick recap of the last verse that we discussed on Friday, and then we take it further, inshallah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ, who do not pay heed to futile talk. So one of the qualities of the true believers is that they do not pay heed to laghu. And we went into some detail in terms of what is laghu, what is futile talk. There's different types, right? But in essence, that which does not benefit your dunya, nor does it benefit your akhirah. That which at its worst could be sinful, and at its best is not sinful, but it's a waste of time. And you should therefore avoid it. We discussed the hadith where a person had passed away and some sahaba were praising him and saying, inshallah, he's in Jannah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you're not aware of his deeds. And amongst the examples Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave was that you don't know if he gets involved in laghu, or he got involved in laghu during his life. It shows that it's a serious thing to get involved in futility. So futility in all of its forms and in all of its types should be avoided, because time is life, and it wastes time, and as a result then you don't progress in life materially and spiritually. When Luqman Hakim was asked what was the recipe for his success, one of the things he mentioned, he stayed away from all futility. Now the next verse 4 of Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ, those who continually pay the zakah. Now zakah, there's a general meaning and there's a specific meaning. The specific meaning is the compulsory charity that you have to give, right? As we understand. Some scholars say it refers to that, the compulsory charity. Others ask the question, how does it refer to that when this is a Makki surah? It was revealed in Makkah. And zakah only became compulsory in Medina. So the answer given is that as a general sense, Allah spoke about zakah in Makkah, but the specifics of it came in Medina. You know, what type of wealth and how many percent, the 2.5% is sector. Others say no, this doesn't refer to the compulsory charity. This refers to the literal meaning of zakah, which is to purify. Like Allah says, "Qad aflaha man tazakka," he who purified it has indeed achieved his goal. This purification now is in terms of, you know, purifying your body, purifying your heart, and purifying your wealth. So it's more comprehensive. And Allah uses, I don't want to go into the linguistics too deeply, but the way it's phrased and structured, this ayah, from a linguistic perspective, it shows continual occupation. So those who continuously pay the zakah, whether it be in the literal sense, meaning that they continuously purify their body, their hearts, and their wealth, or only restricted to wealth. Wealth, we know Allah says in another verse, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا, that take from their wealth the charity, the compulsory charity, the zakah, so that you may purify them and bless them in it. So that you may purify them and bless them in it. So that is how the scholars explain it, that zakah could either be in its literal sense, that it refers to purification. And here Allah is saying the true believers purify themselves. They purify themselves in terms of their heart, in terms of their minds, in terms of their wealth. Or it could be in the technical sense, and that then it would mean that it was initially revealed in Makkah, but only became compulsory in Medina, because that's when the specifics about which wealth and the percentage of wealth were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Either way, it would fit in this particular verse. That's what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is highlighting here. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. So we should be continual in our paying zakah. Not, you know, you pay sometimes and you don't pay sometimes. That's one. And we should also be continual in purifying ourselves from evil qualities and imbibing ourselves with good qualities, inshallah. Right. It's coming up to 17 minutes to 8. After the break, we talk about the implications of the ICC arrest warrants.